From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is condemning North Korea's latest missile test. Farhan Haq is his spokesman.
The Secretary General strongly condemns the launch of another ballistic missile by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on the 12th of February. This action is a further troubling violation of Security Council resolutions.
All 15 members of the UN Security Council met Monday and also condemned the launch. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said his administration will deal with North Korea very strongly. President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met Monday at the White House. Trade between the two neighbors topped the agenda. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and Canada would be tweaking their trade relations, making them better.
America is deeply fortunate to have a neighbor like Canada. We have before us the opportunity to build even more bridges, and bridges of cooperation, and bridges of commerce. Both of us are committed to bringing greater prosperity and opportunity to our people.
The two leaders disagreed on immigration policies, but Mr. Trudeau offered no public criticism. The Canadian leader also held talks with key leaders on Capitol Hill. President Trump made his first phone calls to African heads of state Monday. He spoke with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. Turkish media reported Monday that the suspect in Istanbul's New Year's nightclub bombing says he is a member of the Islamic State group and is asked to be given the death sentence. The reports quoted Abdul Qadir Masharipov's testimony in court Saturday that he targeted Christians as an act of revenge. The attack killed 39 people and wounded 65. This is VOA News.